Chapter 28. Do bears live in the woods?
From the corner of his eye, just once in a while, it seemed to Intellect that he saw a bear. But since Intuition didn't seem to be concerned about it, the king's son didn't let it worry him. But the thing that did trouble Intellect was that he had never been able to locate the farmer who had spoken to him outside Destiny that first morning he was there. He had wanted to ask the farmer if he knew the hunter. The lawyer had been looking down when the farmer spoke to him, so he had never seen the man's face, but he had always remembered the words.
Seed's a funny thing, is seed. If you don't give it up and let it go, it cannot become what it was meant to be.
It was just the kind of thing the hunter would say. He wondered if they were brothers. But he also wondered about the other farmer, the one who had pointed out Polaris to him on that fateful night when he and the beagle had left town square.
There is Polaris,
the farmer had said.
The one true star of the north, the only gleam in the heavens that does not move.
If it hadn't been for that first sower of seed, the lawyer would never have known what direction to travel. Two farmers and a hunter, each appearing at a critical time when his back was against the wall. And each with that same funny accent. They had to be related.